have the full rights of, as a member of the commission.
Including voting.
Including voting. But that there's a strong preference built into the rules for physical presence at commission meetings and committee meetings. But the reality is that that may not always be possible. And I think we're all comfortable with you making that decision without defining what the circumstances ought to be.
Well, I think we've already passed a motion that deals with you have to physically be there to vote. I think that part of it is going to be problematical. And I think you're very close already, although you're putting more pressure on me as chairman to make these calls. But I think both of your suggestions are very, very close. Commissioner Scott?
Well, I could see that Commissioner Story would be in the airport. Her committee's got something up, and, you know, she gets detained, and she ought to be able to participate. But I'm sure that the chair would grant that. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I think if people get stuck like that, they should be able to participate, and we pretty sure that there won't be any voting. I think that's what we've already adopted, which is the appropriate thing, because then you do put a lot of pressure on the chair for to determine whether somebody can vote or not. So,
members, I'll entertain a motion. Do we have a motion on the second floor now?
We have a motion on the floor that had a second with a slight, not a formal amendment, that left some discretion as to whether they could participate in the event of an extraordinary event such as missing your flight. So that's on the floor.
And there's a second.
That was seconded.
That was seconded.
Yes, sir.
Who made the motion? McKee?
Yes, sir.
Restate your motion as well as the subsequent modification of it.
That members be physically present in order to vote.
We passed that.
Members be able to vote under extraordinary circumstances with the concurrence of...
No, not vote. Participate. You mean participate.
Participate. Excuse me.
But not vote.
Under extenuating circumstances with the concurrence of the chair.
Okay.
And that participation telephonically is permissible with the approval of the chair.
Okay. Let's roll. We have a motion and a second. Any more debate? I think that's acceptable. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Let's go. We'll move on. And for the record, Commissioner Barnett votes no. Okay. What else do we have here?
The second part, the bifurcation, the committee.
Okay. Let's debate that. Let's talk about it first. Shall we have the same rules in place for committee meetings now as we have for commission meetings? Is that... Let's talk about that. Commissioner McKay?
Well, I think Commissioner McKee was pointing out something good. If we don't have to vote when we have a telephonic committee, we can save those votes until we meet so we don't have a conflict in the rules.
Commissioner Stewart?
Unless, of course, it's not. There's some things that we agree to that you kind of say it could be construed as a vote, but it's so minor it wouldn't rise to that level. So like a telephonic, if you want to say rules of decorum, does everybody agree to this? I would hate for somebody to come back and say, no, you can't vote. So I just think we need to be careful on the committee meetings. When it comes down to drafting recommendations to come to the full commission, I agree that should be in person. Preceding that, I think the type of decisions aren't relevant or rise to that level.
I see a lot of nodding along those lines. Commissioner Miller?
Let's not forget the objective of these committees, and that is to educate the members on the subject. So if they can participate by phone, it should be fine.
Right.
I separate the committee work from the full commission work, and I think we ought to have full participation, including voting on motions coming out of the committee. Telephonic.
Second that.
Okay, so we have a motion that members can participate in committee meetings by telephone and have voting rights. And there's a second by Commissioner Barnett. Debate. We need to accept for final action, whereby the committee is, in fact, sending to the commission their recommendations.
I don't see. Mr. Chairman, I don't know that it makes a difference.
Okay.
That committee activity is going to be ratified or rejected by this full commission. So I don't think that you should have any limitation
okay.
on that.
Okay. So basically, all committee meetings can be held by, or you can participate telephonically and vote. That's the motion. The second debate.
Do they have inquiry with the maker of the motion? You're going to need a quorum present at these meetings. I would assume it's not going to end up like Congress where nobody's there.
I don't see a problem with having a committee meeting that could be conducted telephonically. If you're going to get the education and information dispersed, I think you shouldn't have to have the quorum. That would be left up to the chairman. Now, that's where your chairman, Mr. Chairman of the Commission, would come into play. They would decide whether or not we had to have folks together to do this. I'm open on it. I just know we've got a lot of work to do.
Let's leave the quorum out of it for right now. Let's vote on the motion that has been seconded that talks about participation and voting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Do we want to debate the quorum aspect of it for a committee meeting? Anyone have any strong feelings either way? Should we have the presence of a quorum for a committee meeting? A physical presence or a telephonic presence, physical and telephonic combined? Commissioner Story?
Not physical.
Okay. I think, though, that for a committee meeting, we should have at least six members, or whatever a quorum is, by physical presence and telephonic presence. I think that would be that'll put more pressure on folks to attend and participate.
Unless it is some meetings could actually be called as a telephonic meeting. That would be the only exception.
That's why it's a combination of the two.
Right.
Combination of the two.
Mr. Chairman, following up on that, as long as we give notice to the press, we're doing it with a call-in number, whether or not we're in this.
That goes without saying. We would abide by all the proper rules. Okay, Commissioner Miller moves that committee meetings can be attended by your physical presence or your telephonic presence, and even if you're there telephonically, you can vote. We approved that one, and we're talking about a quorum. Now, with respect to a quorum can be held by or obtained by either a physical and or a telephonic presence. Is there a second to that motion, to Mr. Miller's motion? Commissioner Wilkinson seconds it. It's your debate. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion passes, and we got through some business finally. Sorry, folks, but I do want everyone to participate. Let's move on to, let me ask you how your airplane's looking, folks. And how about, who needs to go, Commissioner McKay?
And I'd like to hear Mr. Calabro's.
You got to go?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
Good. Commissioner Miller?
Maybe we could ask the indulgence of Tax Watch and ask them to come back. I think a lot of people.
I hate they sat here for so long. And
I know.
But we do want to spend a lot of time with you. I'm so sorry, Dominic. Just don't. Okay. All right. All right. All right. You'll be first up, I promise you, at the next commission meeting. And you'll have a lot more to talk about then, too, because the special session will hopefully be done. Is there any more business to be brought before this commission? Ms. Skelton, an update on rules drafting.
Mr. Chair, basically what I'd like to say is that based on the actions taken today in the committee, we would be wanting to circulate draft language for consideration for the next meeting where we fill in the blanks that you've already adopted the skeletal structure. We would be coming back to insert the language that dealt with lobbyist registration, the telephonic voting, a conflict of interest language, and those types of things, just to insert those in for the commission's final approval.
Do we need a motion on that? I don't think we need a motion. Okay, you're given the green light. Kathy Torian, I think you might have some things to tell us about as well.
I do, sir. Very briefly, just wanted to let you and all the members of the audience know that we now have our website live. It is floridatbrc.org. And just to show you a couple of very brief features, I'm going to send out an email with more information to all the members of the commission to let you know all the features of the website, all the details on it. I'll email you the link. There is also a Gmail account that I'll show you within this feature We are now able to receive comments from the general public. They will come to a comments@floridatbrc.org email address and be monitored by the staff in our office. But each of you commissioners now also have a Gmail account, and the general public going through the website would be able to send an email directly to you as well. So I just wanted to show you that one submit comments page very quickly, just so you would see what that looks like as well. Gives them, they are asked to identify themselves so that you could respond to them if you would like to, and they have an opportunity to give up to a 350 character message. So we will be receiving those in the office and distribute them to you, to various committees, as that may become relevant. If the questions or good input from the general public would be of interest to the committees, we'll pass that information along to you. I would also show you on the Contact Us page that little email box to the next, to the right of each of your names is the link to that Gmail account. So I'll click on one very briefly and show you that they, the general public, could now send a message directly to Chair Benz. So that's a feature of this website. Ooh. I will send you much more information and the link to all of these things, as well as information on how to set up your initial password and access to retrieve your emails that come in through this account. Just want to make you all aware that this is now live and we're up and running.
I would like to, for all of us to be thinking, especially you, Kathy, about how we get this word out, that we want feedback, and what we do. I mean, when someone says, what's this taxation and blah, 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 I mean, how do we simplify that? Because I'd like this, I would like for us to, I'm sure we can get some free coverage by or airtime and newspaper space to, you know, send your comments to the following.
Absolutely. I will put out a press release right away letting the media know, and they may choose to run stories on it or may just follow up with us directly to ask further questions. But I do think that all the media that have been covering the work of the commission so far will want to share with their readers that there is now access for them to give us direct comment. So I have a feeling that it will be run with by the media. We could also certainly hold ed board visits and things with media throughout the state as you all are traveling to do town hall type meetings in the future. We could set aside time to educate the media about the things that you're doing and share the website with them as well. I'm sure, certain that there will be other vehicles to let the general public know about this, and I'll take advantage of everyone that we hear about.
Mr. Chair, is this linked to myflorida.com?
Yes, there is a links page, and it goes to myflorida.com directly to the Senate page, to the House
page.
So
we're on the map. This page is on myflorida.com.
They are going to put us up there, yes, sir.
Chairman Benz?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Nancy Riley, and I want you to know that I am watching you and this meeting online. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and wasn't able to attend, and it is terrific to be able to be part there of this meeting in the commission here in Washington, D.C., and it's a great picture.
Even of Senator Scott?
Even of Senator Scott.
Thank you, Commissioner Riley, and I forgot to welcome you. Welcome to the meeting. Any more business? Any more than Representative or Commissioner Miller moves that we adjourn?
My pleasure.
Yeah, we got bogged down a little bit, but